All right, so have you ever wondered how they make like that phone in your pocket or those intricate toys your kid plays with?
It's really quite fascinating.
Yeah, get ready because we're going deep on plastic injection molding.
It's way more than just making simple plastic toys.
We did the research and this stuff gets complex. We're talking high tech, crazy efficient, and some really mind-blowing stuff.
What always gets me is the precision, like how they get all those tiny details in electronics.
Yeah, how do they fit so much in such a small space?
Injection molding is how they do it.
Huh, okay.
It's all about molten plastic injected into a super precise mold.
Okay.
And that mold is what captures every little detail, every curve, every snap fit, all that stuff. So every part is identical.
So it's like those plastic molds we used to make chocolates with as kids, but like industrial scale.
Exactly. But instead of chocolate, it's durable parts for cars, medical devices, all kinds of stuff.
Wild. And how fast is this process?
Oh, it's fast.
Okay.
We're talking seconds, not hours. Simple parts, you can make several a minute. Even complex designs are surprisingly quick.
So I'm picturing like rows and rows of these machines just pumping out parts constantly.
24/7, as long as they've got the raw materials.
Yeah.
Thousands and thousands of identical parts.
That's amazing. But I bet making those molds is expensive.
The initial mold, yeah, it can be a big investment, which is why injection molding really shines when you're making a lot of the same thing.
Makes sense. Small batches, maybe not so much.
Right. But if you need thousands, millions even, the cost per part goes way down.
So that's how we get all those affordable toys and electronics. It's all about balancing quality and speed and cost, huh?
Exactly. But it's not just the process. Choosing the right material is also a huge factor.
Ah, it's not just any plastic, right?
Right, there are tons of options out there.
So many plastic.
Yeah.
Wow, so many plastics out there. It's a whole plastic universe.
It really is.
But like, where do we even start?
Well, our research breaks it down into some main categories. We've got thermoplastics.
Thermoplastics. Okay.
Those are like the real workhorses. They're versatile. They can be melted and remolded a bunch of times.
Oh, that's good for recycling.
Yeah. Perfect for everyday items and, yep, easy to recycle.
So that yogurt container I toss in the bin could become like a park bench. That's kind of cool.
Exactly. And even within thermoplastics, you have a ton of variety.
Right.
Like ABS, you mentioned that earlier.
Okay. ABS.
Super tough, impact resistant, great for stuff that takes a beating, Lego bricks, car bumpers, even like protective cases for electronics.
Okay, so ABS is the superhero plastic. Got it. What else?
Well, if you need something clear but still tough, you've got polycarbonate.
Polycarbonate, okay.
Think safety glasses, water bottles, even eyeglass lenses, and CDs and DVDs because it's so clear.
So polycarbonate is like the multi-talented one.
Yeah, you could say that, but then for real wear and tear, you want nylon.
Nylon,
That's
eh?
your workhorse, super strong, wear resistant. You'll find it in all sorts of things, gears, bearings, even toothbrush bristles.
Wow, so many uses. It seems like picking the right plastic is just as important as the whole injection molting thing itself.
Absolutely. But what happens when, those standard plastics aren't quite right?
What then?
Then things get really interesting. They can actually customize the plastic, get very specific
You
properties
really?
by adding what are called fillers.
The
Yeah,
fillers.
like adding glass fibers that'll make it stronger, more rigid.
So it's like adding sprinkles to your ice cream, but instead of making it sweeter, it makes it tougher.
Huh, exactly.
I love that. So what other tricks can they do?
Oh, all sorts. Like, say you need a plastic that can conduct electricity. Well, they blend in conductive materials, make what they call conductive plastic. Or maybe you need something that can take the heat. Then they add ceramic particles.
So they can really fine-tune these plastics.
Very amazing, right? And then there's this whole other thing called insert molding.
Insert molding. Okay. What's that?
It's where they actually mold the plastic around another component, like a metal insert.
So, like, they could inject plastic around a metal screw thread to make a whole threaded part in one go.
You got it. Combines the strength of metal with the flexibility and cost effectiveness of plastic.
That's really clever. So, we've got efficiency, precision, cost effectiveness, and now this whole world of customizable materials. This is way more impressive than I thought.
It is fascinating, and it's still evolving. Our research touches on some really exciting possibilities for the future of this field.
Oh, yeah. What's coming next?
Well, one of the biggest is using 3D printed molds.
3D printed molds. Okay.
Yeah, so traditionally, those metal molds. Those were expensive and took forever to make. But with 3D printing, it's faster and cheaper, especially for prototypes or smaller batches.
That's a game changer.
Anything else?
Oh, yeah. Another big one is bioplastics.
Bioplastics.
Yeah, plastics made from renewable resources, like cornstarch, sugarcane, things like that.
Some more eco-friendly.
Exactly. A much more sustainable option as we try to move away from traditional plastics.
Wow. So it sounds like injection molding is headed towards even more efficiency, more design freedom, and it's getting more sustainable. What's been the biggest takeaway for you so far?
For me, it's just how incredibly versatile this whole process is. I mean, we've just scratched the surface here,
Yeah.
but we've already seen how they can create such a huge variety of things, from, simple everyday stuff to complex high-tech components.
That's a great point. It really does shape the world around us. But before we get too futuristic here, let's bring it back to the present for a sec. We've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive, all the ins and outs of plastic injection molding and what might be coming next. But before we wrap up, let's connect this back to our listener.
Okay, so how do we wrap all this up? We've talked about how plastic injection molding starts with this molten plastic. They inject it into those super precise molds, and boom, you've got, Lego bricks, phone cases, all that. But there's got to be more to it than that, right?
Yeah.
Well, absolutely. I think it's about understanding that this process, it seems simple, but it's behind so much of what we use every single day.
It really is.
And like we've been saying, it's not just about making, cheap plastic stuff. We're talking about complex parts, high quality materials, and this is a process that's constantly evolving.
Yeah, I think what's really gotten me is the precision of it all. We talked about those molds,
Yeah.
how they capture every single detail, ensuring that every part is basically identical. It's how they make all those crazy snap together mechanisms and toys, or those really smooth surfaces on our gadgets.
Right, and don't forget about all the different types of plastics, thermoplastics, thermosets, all those custom blends with special properties. It's a whole other level that most people probably never even think about.
You're right, I never did. I mean, look around right now. So much of what we see was probably made with injection molding. Keyboards, mouses, the case for my computer monitor, even my headphones. It's literally everywhere.
It is. And next time you pick up a plastic product, just, take a closer look. See if you can spot those little signs of injection molding, like, those tiny marks from the ejector pins, or those faint lines where the mold halves came together.
It's like a little plastic detective game. But really, I don't think I'll ever look at plastic the same way again after this deep dive. I'll be thinking about the molds, the materials, all that engineering that goes into something that seems so simple.
And don't forget the people. I mean, behind every one of these injection molded products, there's a whole team of people, engineers, designers, technicians, all working together to make it happen.
That's such a good point. We get so focused on the technology, but it's the people, the human ingenuity that makes all this happen.
And that ingenuity is leading to some really cool stuff, like we talked about, those 3D printed molds that's speeding up prototyping, and then those bioplastics that are, helping us move away from fossil fuels. It's a field that's always pushing the limits.
It makes you wonder what's next? What new materials will they come up with? What crazy designs will they be able to create?
Who knows? Maybe someday we'll be like 3D printing entire products straight from bioplastics, no molds needed, or maybe we'll have like self-healing plastics that can repair themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, the possibilities are endless, really.
I think it's safe to say that we've given our listeners a pretty good understanding of plastic injection molding from the basics to what might be coming in the future. We've explored the science, the engineering, the materials, even the human side of it all.
It's been a really great deep dive. Hopefully now our listener will, pick up those everyday plastic things and think about all the work that went into making them.
Exactly. So next time you grab your phone or your coffee cup or even that simple plastic toy, take a second to appreciate the whole marvel of plastic injection molding. It's shaping our world in more ways than we can even imagine. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.